Pardon? Something like that. Couldn't really make out the words. The reason being, the piano exploded. Ah, I imagine this interrupted the proceedings somewhat. Nah, the monkey went on playing what was left, said Cumbling Michael. And people got up and started cheering and dancing and stamping their feet like there was a plague of cockroaches. And you say the men from the Musicians' Guild were hurt. It were dead strange. They were white as a sheet afterwards. At least, Cumbling Michael thought about the state of his own bedding, white as some sheets. The patrician glanced at his reports while the beggar talked. It had certainly been a strange evening. A riot at the drum, well, that was normal, although it didn't sound exactly like a typical riot, and he'd never heard of wizards dancing. He rather felt he recognised the signs. There was only one thing that could make it worse. Tell me, he said, what was Mr. Dibbler's reaction to all this?
What, Your Honour?
A simple enough question, I should have thought.
Cumbling Michael found the words.
But how did you know old Dibbler was there? I never said.
Arranging themselves for the attention of his larynx, and then had second, third, and fourth thoughts about saying them.
He just sat and stared, Your Honour, with his mouth open, and then he rushed right out.
I see. Oh dear.
Thank you, Cumbling Michael. Feel free to leave.
The beggar hesitated.
Foul old Ron said as Your Honour sometimes pays for information, he said.
Did he? Really? He said that, did he? Well, that is interesting.
Veterinari scribbled a note in the margin of a report.
Thank you. Don't let me detain you.
God's bless Your Honour, said Cumbling Michael, and ran for it.
When the sound of the beggar's boots had died away, the patrician strolled over to the window, stood with his hands clasped behind his back, and sighed. There were probably city-states, he reasoned, where the rulers only had to worry about the little things. Barbarian invasions, the balance of payments, assassination, the local volcano erupting. There weren't people busily opening the door of reality and metaphorically saying, "Hi, come on in, pleased to see you, what a nice axe you have there. Incidentally, can I make some money out of you since you're here?" Sometimes Lord Veterinari wondered what had happened to Mr. Hong. Everyone knew, of course, in general terms, but not exactly what. What a city. In the spring, the river caught fire. About once a month, the Alchemist's Guild exploded. He walked back to his desk and made another brief note. He was rather afraid that he was going to have someone killed. Then he picked up the third movement of Fondel's Prelude in G Major and settled back to read.
End of CD 4.